Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, just cooking a steak.
Cooking what?
Cooking a steak.
Oh, there you go. Life is good.
Life is really good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Staying busy, you know.
Were you doing that trucker convoy thing?
No, you know why? That party's over. I just don't understand what these guys are whining about. The mandate, all that shit's, you know, it's pretty much done with. If you didn't get one by now, you ain't getting one, so it don't make a bit of sense to me.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing, but Flynn and the America Project were funding it, so.
I got no idea.
Yeah, they were offering, like, gift cards and, you know, it was, like, public. It was on their website. Like, they weren't hiding it or being all secretive or anything, but they were very public about it.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I don't really have time these days to sit around and look at all that kind of happy shit, you know.
Well, I figured you're out on the road and stuff. You have more time to.
Keep an eye on what I'm doing.
That's what I was going to say. I guess you're not exactly looking at stuff like that while you're driving.
Yeah. I could see, you know, if these guys were protesting the open border, you know, that kind of stuff, I could see their gripe. I could understand it. But I think at this point, they're showing up, you know, for the party, and the party's already over.
That's kind of true. I was thinking that, too. I mean, it was like, if you were going to protest mandates, like, wouldn't that have been, like, a year and a half ago? Like...
That would have been about the right time, I figured.
I mean, that's the only protest I've ever attended in my entire life, literally, ever, at all, was right after COVID, and it was on the shutdown, you know, and it was literally 2 weeks in, because I was like, this is not going to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
they misspoke. They didn't bullshit us. They just misspoke. They meant 2.5 years.
I know. That's...
Two and a half years will flatten the curve, and 6 months after that, you know, right before the State of the Union, we'll go ahead and magically make it disappear.
Well, as soon as I saw, like, I called my friends. Like, I did that protest because... I called my friends who worked at the hospitals, and literally they were sitting around. There was nobody coming in to the hospital. Like, literally, like, they were sitting around with boatloads of food that people brought for them because they thought they were so overworked and, you know what I mean, whatever. So people were bringing cookies and pizzas and food trays and, you know what I mean? And they're sitting there.
Like that, you're making me hungry.
And they were sitting there with no patients and all this food that people were bringing. And I was going, something's seriously wrong with this picture.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so I went to my first ever rally. You know, because that's when they were making tents in the parking lots of hospitals, acting like there was going to be some... You know, they were going to be triaging people in parking lots of the hospitals. And then I called my friends who were doctors and nurses, and they're just like, yeah, we're sitting around the ER with, it's dead. Like, nobody's even coming in for a stroke or a heart attack.
Yeah, plenty of that going on now that, you know, everybody's got backs.
Well, what happened, and this was part of why I did the protest. What happened, and I could see this happening then, people were dying of strokes and heart attacks. They were going from home to the morgue because nobody wanted to go to the hospital and get COVID. And that's part of why I did the protest. Because it was like, you guys are killing people. You know, because you're making everybody think.
Well, the vax shot's killing people, too. Do you know that the death rate of people between the age of 18 and 34 increased 40% in the last year?
Oh, really? Yeah, because the heart problems that the vax is causing for the younger men?
Yeah, heart problems, other organ failure, all kinds of whatever. But it's all, you can bet your ass that's all because of that bullshit vax that they had made back in 2014, that 9 months, you know. They already had that shit. They didn't come up with that in 9 months or whatever it was there. They already had that. It was sitting there on the shelf waiting, you know.
Yeah,
all they had to do was spin up the manufacturing. It was already there. It was. If anybody thinks otherwise, well, go on ahead. Fool yourself.
Well, then Trump would have been in on it.
I don't know who's in on it. I'm just telling you. There's no damn way in the world that they spun that up that fast. That's all bullshit.
I'm saying, though,
they've been researching that shit since 2014.
But I'm saying, like, Trump took credit for all that, so if that was true, then he was...
Well, I guess it depends if you knew it or not.
Yeah.
If you go looking around, you'll see all their little patents and shit filed a long time ago. Anyways, that's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear about that January 6th guy that committed suicide the other day?
No, what happened?
Well, I guess he got caught up with the crowd, you know. Got ushered inside the Capitol building, you know, by the Capitol Police, who were right there at the doors, ushering everybody in. And, you know, he walked around like everybody else did and then left the building. Didn't do any damage, didn't, you know, do anything other than go inside the building where he shouldn't have been. You know, of course, at that point, there was nothing going, there was no session going on because they were already hiding with AOC in the lavatory of another building, scared to death, thinking somebody was going to kill him. You know, ordering lunch.
I did a whole lot of hiding around thinking somebody was going to kill me.
Well, just order lunch. That seems to be the remedy for that. Ask Nancy, she'll tell you. They went down to wherever and then ordered lunch.
I'm saying...
We're scared to death. These people are going to kill us. They're right outside the door. Somebody call Domino's.
I wasn't calling Domino's.
Yeah, well, such bullshit. The whole thing was bullshit.
No, but you remember how scared I was the whole time.
Yes. I can say you were concerned at the very least. I don't know how scared you were.
What?
Yeah, you were concerned for sure.
Oh my god, I was terrified.
Well, you sure didn't look it.
Really?
Yes. You were cool as a cucumber.
Are you? You were probably like if I was disassociated. I was terrified, Mike. Like, how can you not think that? Especially with everybody saying I was going to be killed.
Say that again?
Especially with everybody constantly saying I was going to be killed.
Well, you just never know.
Well,
it ain't over till it's over, right?
No, but I'm saying back, well, yeah, I'm saying back then.
Well, I'm saying now and in the future. You know, it ain't necessarily over. Shit happens.
You think I'm still going to get killed?
Well, I don't know.
Don't you think that if I was going to get killed, I would have been killed by now?
No, sometimes it's inconvenient. You know, it just depends on what you do, you know, and what you don't do.
What do you mean?
Well, if they think you're a threat, or if they don't, might be the difference. Right now, everybody knows ain't nothing going to happen. Because I knew that way back then.
You were telling me I could get killed back then.
You could. Because you always record what everybody says and you put shit out there. You follow people around and take pictures.
I wasn't doing that back then.
You talk a lot publicly and that's what makes you a target.
I talk a lot publicly, but I wasn't recording anybody until after the election. So that didn't make sense. I wasn't recording until all that stuff started.
Well, I'm just saying, you know what you did. You know what you didn't do. You just got to put yourself in the other guy's shoes.
But which guy?
Yeah, exactly.
No, seriously, like which guy?
Seriously, that's what I'm saying. Which one? Because you know there was a number of people you ruffled their feathers. If you put anybody in jeopardy of prison time or, you know, might hurt them financially or whatever, people get edgy, you know. People don't think clearly. You just think about the easy way.
So do you think that, that Coke, like that it was that, why would Will, you think Wilson or Coke were a part of that?
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, I don't understand how Wilson would go to jail, Wilson or Coke, unless they had actually participated in the election fraud.
Well, you would think that anybody that did anything with election fraud would go to jail. But they're not. Nobody is. Have you noticed? One or two people that did, you know, they were, what do you call, useful idiots who got jammed up. But nobody of any consequence. And everybody knows what happened.
Who was the useful? There were 600 people that went to jail with January 6th.
On January 6th, ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm talking about them people. I'm talking about the election fraudsters.
Oh, yeah. Well, aren't they all kind of, wasn't it all tied together?
It was. It was the most coordinated effort I ever saw.
So, but who was the real...
But none of them people are in jail, right? So why would Coke or anybody else go to jail? Nobody's going to jail.
Well, that's what Coke...
Nothing's going to happen. It's too late. You know?
That's what Wilson said. Like, nobody's going to jail over any of this. In fact, he was threatening that I would go to jail. Like, he knew all the law enforcement in the whole state, and he could trump up false charges on me. Which, one thing is weird, I found out that he actually has a history of doing that. He actually did that to someone. it ended up getting exposed. Like that, he put a buddy police officer up to getting somebody arrested on false charges that was a enemy of his, and then he shot another guy during an officer involved shooting, which he told me a totally different story about the shooting than what I recently read, which was kind of interesting. He made it sound like he sniper shot the guy who had showed up for workplace violence towards his ex-wife, and he was protecting all the people at the workplace. And then when you read the actual story of what happened, he had allegedly had a patrol car driving around the guy's street for a week in advance, didn't like him because he was a supposedly some sovereign citizen group, and then he showed up on a call where the guy's ex-wife or wife had called about paperwork. It wasn't even a domestic violence call. He was taking paperwork that he wasn't supposed to from the business, and he showed up and they had a power struggle type scuffle, and then he shot and killed him. But he had already been stalking the guy, which was kind of bizarre.
Well, you know, imagine if that guy has some friends that didn't sit well with him.
If what guy had some friends?
The guy that got killed. Maybe he has family members or friends. It's somebody that don't give a rat's ass and don't like how that turned out.
Right.
Imagine what could happen to him.
Yeah. I mean, but that was a while, like, nothing happened to him.
Yeah. My point. That's my point. Nothing happened to him. But what if somebody that guy was pals with, or a family member, or some associate decided, I don't like the way that turned out. I think I'll handle it myself.
Right.
That could be painful.
That could be what?
That could be painful.
I guess I'm not understanding. Yes, that would be horrible.
Well, what I'm saying, it's kind of an analogy. The same thing applies to you as it does to that guy.
What?
Never mind. Forget it. It's over your head.
Apparently it is over my head.
Never mind. Just let it go by. I don't mean nothing.
Oh, like I ticked somebody off so his friends come after
me? If you piss somebody off enough, just give it some thought. Let your imagination run away with yourself. I'm sure you can figure it out. You're not stupid. You don't need me to fill in the gaps for you. You know exactly what I'm telling you.
But, so in other words, he gets his friends to come after me? Or his friends just automatically come after me?
Never mind, forget about it. You know what? This is a conversation I'm not going to have.
I genuinely was, I guess, not understanding.
Seriously, you're not stupid, so I don't like playing that kind of game. I gotta go. I'll talk to you after, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye. Bye.